fascist and radical nationalist movements and party, which are rising on a global scale. And Trump is not an exception. Trump is part of this global phenomenon. And I use this concept of post-fascism because, for evident reasons, we live in a different context with respect to the age of classical fascism, and because there are many uncontestable differences between Donald Trump or Milei in Argentina, or Marine Le Pen in France, or Giorgia Meloni in Italy, and classical fascism from this point of view. So it's something different with respect to fascism. But at the same time, we cannot approach and interpret this new political phenomenon without comparing it with classical fascism. It's something transitional between fascism and something unknown, which is emerging. Well, there is a debate.
We just have 20 seconds. I hate to say to you, Professor, we just have 20 seconds.
Yeah, so I said I have no difficulties to depict Trump as a fascist. He proved that he is ready to transgress the basic features of democracy, contesting the outcome of the election. But this kind of fascism is not a meteor.
We have to leave it there, but we are looking forward to doing an extended interview when you come to New York City. Cornell professor Enzo Traverso is author of the new book, Gaza Faces History. And that does it for today's show. We've been broadcasting here in Denver at the studios of PBS 12 at the Five Points Media Center, which is also home to Free Speech TV. Thanks to the folks here at PBS 12, Bobby Springer, Mary Latsis, and the whole crew. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from Baku, Azerbaijan, the UN Climate Summit. I'm Amy Goodman with Mermin Sheikh.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Hey, this is Mike Doty, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. And rock and roll and grooviness and beautiful things are going to happen. I promise.
It's another fine, fine Friday with your host, Oluwatosin.
And your co-host, Ife Oluwa, on Evergreen Perspective, UM Radio 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. So yeah, last week we left off talking about the reading week, and I remember we were so excited about coming into this week, having no plans to be particular, being spontaneous. Yeah. So what did you do this reading week?
For myself, to be honest, I did nothing. But like, I had other plans. Mm-hmm. I had other programs that I had to do, but yeah, for myself, like to treat myself, you know, maybe go to the spa, go to a restaurant, hang out. I didn't do any of that. Yeah.
So you didn't hang out with your friends?
No. No. I wish I did though, but there was no time. There was no time for that.
Okay. Maybe self-care for me too, I didn't do much of. Mm-hmm. But I did go out with my family.
Oh,
I went out with my family on Monday and on Tuesday. What did I do on Tuesday? I don't remember what I did on Tuesday. But on Wednesday, I was in school on Wednesday. We were both in school Wednesday.
Yes. For the Explore Science Week.
It was fun. It was really, really fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I had an activity with the biological science. I remember like we did like plants, and funny enough, I know nothing about plants. We just did it in biology in like in my first year, and that's the most I know about the plants. And some of the kids had questions, which I answered incorrectly.
Right.
But thank God the professor was there and corrected it. So, yes, that's a lesson. If you don't know something, just tell them you're not sure and then refer them to someone who knows it better, okay?
Oh, yes. And there's nothing wrong with saying I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, like, then people will believe you when you say, oh, this is what I know. But if you're very honest and say, well, I don't know, they know that you don't know it. You're not trying to, what's the word? You're not trying to make people believe false information. You're not trying to give false information to people, which speaks a lot on integrity, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know people say, like, even if you're wrong, own it with confidence. If you're wrong, try not to be wrong, you
and
know?
And if it's a type of wrong that's going to mislead someone else, like, don't avoid it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you have someone you can ask
right
there. Like you said, the professor was there, right?
The professor was there.
You have someone you could check with. And yeah, that's the Explore Science Week was, it was fun for me too. I was, because they were in groups. So I was a school guide and I was in the computer science group. A lot of great.
You know a lot about computers?
No. No, but I think that it was random, the way they like assigned everyone to different tasks. Yeah, I think it was random because, I told the kids straight on, I'm like, I know nothing about computer science, but if you have questions, let me know. I can take you to someone that can answer your questions. So, it was fun. And because they were grade 12s, I remember when I was in grade 12 as well, and because it's the first one.
I believe the first one happening at University of Manitoba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is
so it's a good exposure, especially for the grade 12 students, like
and
knowing.
For us.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, knowing that, and they were from different schools. Because I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you. One student from I had 8 students, and only 4 of them were from 2 other schools.
Okay.
So I had 6 schools.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had 8 students and I told them, like, this is the reality. This is university for you, because you can be in, you can be in a class with someone from a different school entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So I like how they were mixed together.
Right.
That's as real as it can get.
That's true. That's the reality of university.
Oh yeah.
Like sometimes it might take up to 2 years before you see like someone you used to have like constant class with in high school.
Yes.
I remember like seeing a few of my old classmates in high school like 3 years after being in university. I mean, my first year was online because it was COVID, so that makes sense, not seeing anyone.
Right.
But then my second year, I didn't see a lot of them. Then my third year, then I started seeing some of them. I'm like, oh, I recognize that face. I know that face from high school.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good exposure. They know what to expect in September if they decide to come to U of M. They know what to expect.
Right.
And yeah, so.
So are you excited about resuming again? Do you have any midterms?
No.
Any assignments due?
No. I don't. I have assignments due. Mm-hmm. I don't have any. I am excited about resuming again. Definitely, yes. Because, I mean, the Reading Week came like a dream, you know, like very fast. Today is the last day. It came by very fast, but yeah, it's done now and it's time to move on.
True. Yes, if you don't move on, we'll never have the big holiday too.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Looking
forward to
Christmas. Yes,
so we have to move on to get to the bigger holiday for her. So that's what matters.
Yeah.
Don't sit on Reading Week.
Did you decorate for Christmas already?
Unfortunately, I did not do that this year. I was so excited about this last year. I remember like the entirety of the Reading Week, I decorated like the living room outside the basement for Christmas the entire time of last year. But this year, the energy this year for Christmas is like, I just want to hang up the tree and that's it. Because I remember like last year, taking it down was the most stressful part. Taking out the nails, cleaning up the floor, sweeping, it was more stressful than anging it up. Yeah. And you're anging it up with excitement, with so much motivation. I want to do this. But taking it down is just like so boring and dragging. So I'm like, I'm just going to hang up the tree and that's all. I'm not doing too much this
year. You never know. Maybe by the time you're bringing out the tree, you'd be like, oh, I need to do this. Let's do this. You have to be in it first. You never know.
Yeah, and it's different from back home. So I feel like in this space, the weather kind of determines how people are excited about the holidays. So, for instance, now going into the Ember month, majority are preparing for Halloween. It's like fall and it's like Halloween season. And then after Halloween is done, once it's mid-November, people start thinking about Christmas, what do I do for Christmas? But like back home, we don't even have Halloween. It's Easter, Christmas, New Year, and I think that's it.
I think that's
the majority. So once it's the Ember month, like once you enter October, it's like Christmas season. You start seeing people selling Christmas art. Schools are starting to plan like Christmas parties. Students are like, oh, what do we do in our class?
And in November, we have to start paying to see Santa Claus and take pictures with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
At your different schools.
Yeah. And radios like back home start doing like big events for like children and Christmas. It's really fun. Do you love Christmas?
I do. Of course. Of course. I love Christmas.
Do you love it because of the white snow? Or like, do you just love the season?
I just love Christmas for Christmas. I love the lights. I love the decorations. I just love Christmas for Christmas. I love the colors. Red, green. Is there any other color? It's just red
yellow.
And green.
I think there's yellow in
I'm
Christmas.
Not sure. Yeah, but definitely the red and the white too. I just love Christmas for Christmas.
And so. I'm going to be biased on this. I prefer Christmas without the snow. Like, Christmas is... I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Christmas is more fun without the snow. Like, you get to wear whatsoever outfit you want. You don't have to think about, oh, I'm wearing this very pretty outfit and I have to, like, put this big jacket on it that covers, like, the beauty of it.
So basically, you want people to see what you're wearing for Christmas.
Exactly. I want to wear my new shoes. I don't want to wear boots on Christmas. So I want to wear heels on, and work and, you know, yeah.
You know, you can wear fashionable boots too as well.
Well, it's not nice on. I'm Nigerian, okay. So I wear native. I wear Ankara. So I can't imagine putting boots on Ankara and still be fashionable.
Okay, yeah. It's okay. Don't worry.
I need to advance on my fashion skill.
Yeah. Speaking of snow, I saw this video. I don't remember what account, but it was on TikTok, and there was a comparison on November 12, 2023, and November 12, 2024. About snow. And the guy, so in 2022, there was a lot of snow on the floor. You saw the video too. And then 2023, that was last year, less snow. And then November 12th, this year,
no
there's
snow.
Like, not, it was sunny. And in my head, I'm like, oh wow. So I feel like we should probably be expecting, we'll be expecting to snow maybe
tomorrow, according to the weather forecast, okay?
Tomorrow.
It shows. Just a little bit of
okay,
snow.
Hopefully.
According to the weather forecast, if it goes by.
We'll see. I don't trust that thing, though.
No,
we'll
me
see.
Me too.
So did you catch up on any, like, TV shows or anything?
I think I had, like, two episodes of Hell's Kitchen that I did not watch. I just, like, put it on later. It was on... I kept on procrastinating it. So I think I caught up on that. I watched two episodes and then I watched the episode that aired last night as well. Mm-hmm. So I watched three. And then I didn't watch much of Survivor. Like, there's Survivor season. What season is that again?
I think it's 47. Season 47. I'm watching Survivor right now. And there is someone from Winnipeg. Genevieve.
Oh yeah, Genevieve.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And so far she's been doing so good. And she's a corporate lawyer from Winnipeg. And Wednesday's episode actually was my favorite because she added something to, in quotes, survivor resume. I can't call it a blind side, but it was our opinion actually to vote out Saul, which is also one of the contestants in Survivor. And
I liked Saul.
Sorry. I'm just glad Genevieve made that move, to be honest, because if she's able to keep it up, well, I mean, from what we're seeing now, if she's able to keep it up that way, then maybe actually she has a shot at winning this. But we don't know because it's been heard already. We're just like watching, you know. And she's trying to. So Rachel, Genevieve originally was on the level, which is the red. I'll just say the red level, and then Rachel from the I don't remember, but it's yellow. She told her about her plans, and then Rachel went and told Sam, another contestant, and she told Sam not to tell, not to like blow up her game, because she was looking to form an alliance with Genevieve, mm-hmm. kind of. But you know, Sam being Sam went ahead and told Saul, and everything was like everywhere.
So they're able to communicate because they had the match already, right?
Oh yeah, they had the match already. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think there are 10 people left.
So it's like jury time.
Oh yeah, Sierra is first member of the jury right now. Yeah, she was looking pain. She was looking pain to last travel
I
castle.
I saw the last one.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, it's going on well, and Genevieve is amazing. I'm rooting for her just because she's from Winnipeg.
Yeah,
and yeah, I hope she wins. I know like the everything is set in stone already, but yeah, I hope she wins.
Okay, and speaking on shows, catching up on shows, do you normally like, as the show is being heard, do you like watch it with all of the hearts that show on TV, or like you wait, you record, then you wait till the next day so you can like skip all of the hearts and watch?
It depends on how much I'm invested in that show.
Okay.
Right. So for example, Survival, I record Survival, right? Mm-hmm. And if I don't have the time to watch it when it's airing live, I know that I can watch the recording later. And for other shows, I wait until all the episodes are available. So I record all the episodes, mm-hmm. and then maybe when I have time, I can binge watch them, basically.
Right.
But if I'm watching shows like on, let's say, Netflix, or yeah, see, I for that one, I just let it play until when all the episodes are there. Call me back and I'll come back to watch it.
Yeah, so, I do the same for Netflix shows. Yeah. Especially, I do like watching some Korean shows, not everything. So sometimes I mistakenly start it while it's just being aired. If that happens,
I like how you said mistakenly.
If that happens, I just like watch it as they drop a new episode.
Yeah.
But if I find out about it like when they already have like 3 episodes, and I'm like, okay, I think they're about to like drop more, it's not like complete, I wait till everything is out. I don't care if it takes months. I normally wait till it's all out. Oh, once it's all out, and I go back and I watch it.
If it's taking months, I think I'll probably forget about the show.
I like shows that have suspense, right? But don't keep me waiting. That is, I don't like that. Do not keep me waiting. So I'd rather wait till you have everything, you have all of the questions answered.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, good, you have all the answers, then I'm gonna go watch it now.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Before we move to the next segment, I'm gonna play a song called Sleeping Child by MLTR. Michael Learns to Work.
Yes.
Enjoy. I Okay, welcome back.
That was a very nice song.
Yeah, Sleeping Child.
Yeah, that was a very nice
yeah,
song.
Yeah, once again, it's your host, Oluwatosin.
And your co-host, Ife Oluwa. Thank you.
So, Ife, exams are beginning to knock the door. Dun, dun, dun. It's like in 4 weeks now.
Yes.
Have you started preparing for exams?
I've.
Or do you even have any exam?
Oh, I do. I have exams.
So you were like one of the lucky ones.
I don't even know if I should call them one of the lucky ones, because they probably have in-class exams, not like scheduled exams like the others. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or projects. So one way or the other, they still have something they need to do. So yeah, I don't know if I can call them one of the lucky ones. Actually, maybe they are lucky, because then when everyone is like following exam schedule, they're actually done. Especially if it's in-class. But if you're in a spanned course, which is like course that runs from
one semester to the other semester,
so September to April,
yeah.
I don't know if that's lucky, but
that's a lot to read for the exam.
It's a lot.
It's cumulative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have one exam actually. Yeah.
Just one.
Just one.
You're one of the lucky ones then.
Maybe.
So have you started preparing for it?
Is it
like easy to prepare for since it's just one?
No, it's not easy to prepare for, because, and I say it's not easy because you said since it's just one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what makes you feel more, I still have time. It's just one course. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, it's the only course with an exam. I have other courses without exam, but that's the only course with an exam. So
okay.
It doesn't make it easy to prepare for, because my attention is not just on that one course. Do you understand?
Right.
So it's like on the other courses.
And
too.
Those other ones also have like due dates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There are projects, there are assignments that mm-hmm. I need to hand in time as well. So yeah. But yeah, I've tried, I started preparing. So yeah. I've tried to be on top of like some of my classes. Some of them I'm still like dragging a little bit, to be very honest.
Right.
You know, so yeah. So
student life.
it's in 4 weeks, and what so far what has worked for me is it's a good thing to not leave things for last minute. It works for some people, though,
mm-hmm.
but it's not advisable,
right.
You know. And at this point, I feel like everyone knows, oh, this is what works for me, this is what does not work for me.
Right.
So definitely knowing what works for you is what will help you.
Right.
So
I do know some people that don't work until they feel the pressure. If the pressure isn't there, they're not working. Like, I thought the same was for me when I just joined university. In high school, it was like that, especially for assignments. You know, until the pressure is there, that's when I have, like, the motivation, I have the inspiration to work on that assignment and have, like, a really good grade. But I got to university and
no.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It would be overwhelming if you tried that in university.
Yeah.
And first year, it's excusable, I guess. But then, like, second year, third year, fourth year, you don't want to try that.
It's still not excusable in the fourth year. It depends on the number of classes you're taking.
Mm.
If you're taking, like, a full course, maybe, like, 5 classes to 4 classes, and God bless you, your classes have labs.
Mm.
It is not advisable to do. Like, it will get to a point where you start reading and you ask yourself, what's the point of even reading?
Like,
I have a lot to cover.
Like, you open your notes, you're like, I have 4 hours to cover this.
Exactly.
And it's a lot. So let's just leave it.
And during that time, you start regretting your decision making. You start telling yourself, I had time like 2 weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, when I could have started studying. Like, I've just opened this book. So yeah, I learned a lot from my first year. I'm so glad I experienced first year.
Yeah.
So, and that helped me my second year and my other years and now.
Yeah, but the procrastination is like very, very common amongst the students. Not just students, so like
in life,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like looking at students now, because it's like inside the university, right?
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination is quite common amongst students. It's not really a good thing. It's actually not. It's never a good thing to be, in my opinion. It's never a good thing. So yeah, the exams are 4 weeks away. Hopefully everyone is preparing. So all U of M students, hopefully we are preparing for our exams. Hopefully we are studying and meeting with our professors when we don't understand some concepts. It's advisable to meet up with them now and then later, because trust me, when you do things at a later time, it's just overwhelming, and you get confused even more. So yeah, while you have the time now, meet up with them and sort things out.
Yeah. And November is also coming to an end. I think today's date is 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many more days? A few more days to November. Do you have
There are 30 days in November, right?
30 days in September.
April, June, and November. Yeah, there are 30 days in November.
Yeah.
So we have how many days left in November?
15?
Exactly 15.
Yeah.
Wow.
15. So do you have like any plans for November before it comes to an end?
I'm definitely looking forward to Black Friday.
When is that?
When is Black Friday? I think it's November 29.
You sure?
I think it's November 29th. Because, like, well, Amazon has...
If you're looking forward to it, you should know the date already.
Amazon has a Black Friday sale from November 21 to November 29. So
it hence November 29.
Yes, it's November 29. So Black Friday is November
29. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That makes two things that I'm looking forward to in November 29. Then there's also the Afro Retro Party on November 29 on Friday at 8 p.m. Yes, so I'm looking forward to that
as well.
What's
it about?
I believe it's a party like... Oh, yeah, actually, I saw the summary. So it's old eats from the 80s, from the 90s. It's a party and you... I guess you come in and dress up Afro. I don't know. But it's called Afro Retro Party. I'm looking forward to that. And if it interests you, you can get tickets on Eventbrite. Just type in Afro Retro Party and you'd see, like, get your tickets. It's on Friday, this Friday at 8 p.m. Not this Friday, November 29, Friday. The same Friday as Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yes. So two things I'm looking forward to.
Okay. And is there, like, a price range for the ticket?
I'm not sure. You know, we can actually confirm that. So, like, but while I'm checking that, though, like, what are you looking forward to in November?
What am I looking forward to in November? Okay, I'm hoping to complete all of my assignments. I'm hoping to...
You still have assignments until the end of November?
All of my classes have assignments. All of my classes this semester. Like, I'm so used to not having assignments anymore because my last semester and upper semester, I didn't have any assignments. It was just class, study, midterms, and exam. But this year, oh my God, all of my classes, they have assignments, they have midterms, and then they have final exams. So yes, I think my final assignment is due like the 5th of December.
Wow.
And I have an exam on the 10th, 11th, and the 15th.
All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the best. All right, so I did find for the Afro Retro Party. So the summary on Eventbrite says that it's a night filled with funky tunes, vibrant colors, and good vibes. So dress in your favorite retro outfit and dance the night away. So don't miss out on this epic throwback celebration. And the tickets are in they come in different ranges. So the early bird is actually $27.96.
Okay.
Regular is $33.28. And then table of six is $374.08. So yeah, you can check it out on Eventbrite as well. It has the address. Everything you need to know about the event actually is on there. So if it interests you, you should. I mean, it's not for... I know a lot of old songs. Let me just put it that way. So I'm particularly... I'm excited.
You're an 80s child.
I'm what?
You're an 80s child.
Mm.
In the soul.
In soul.
Yeah.
Oh, that's art.
Oh, that's art.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it because I can also... I can also kind of, just like a tally, basically, like, how many of these songs can I get? And I know they have a karaoke as well. And there'll be different vendors at the event as well, so different food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I'm looking forward to all of them. I know, like, some vendors, like Old Times Menu, for example, would be at the event. So, yeah, I'm looking forward.
So you're going there for the food?
Definitely. For the food and music. For the food and music.
Okay.
Why do you go for an event? Why would you go for an event?
I mean, if the food is free, yeah, I'll go for the event.
Yeah, for the food and for the music, definitely. So, yeah.
Okay. We've come to
Will you be coming to the event?
Oh, I will.
Okay,
that sounds like, it sounds like fun, so
good.
I'll definitely come.
So dress up retro is the costume.
Yeah, maybe I'll have my afro up on nose.
Ah, that'll be nice.
Yeah, thank you so much for today, Ife.
Oh, thank you, Tosin. Why are you thanking me?
I don't know. Yeah, so we've come to the end of today's show on Evergreen Perspective.
Ooh-hoo.
We hope to see everyone next week, Friday, 1 p.m. 101.5 at UM Radio.
Yes, same time, same station next week on UM Radio 101.5 FM. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, everyone.
Have a beautiful weekend.
I'm just as mean as my mother. You're just as angry as your dad. The clenched fist of a real long list of the things we never had. This is not really about you, and it's not really about me. We're just drowning in the ripple effect of our parents' history. So please, can we try something new? Cause I wanna heal all them wounds. It seems like the least for you. I wanna take you in a caravan,
to the edge of the ocean, where the trees make a canopy and the moonlight is golden. We could make this a beautiful life. Come on, let me show you in a rented caravan. Not a lot of people make it, and they're lucky if they do. It's a shot in the darkness, but I'll take it for you. Maybe we can make a new memory, one that makes your belly laugh. Don't wanna cry for the rest of my life over vacant artifacts. Please, can we try something new? Of the ocean, where the trees make a canopy and the moonlight is golden. We can make this a beautiful life. Come on, let me show you in a rented caravan. But we can play in the waves of the ripple effect. We can dive in the water and we won't forget. But we can play in the waves of the ripple effect. Please, can we try something new? Just let me do something good for you. I wanna take you in a caravan to the edge of the ocean, where the trees make a canopy and the moonlight is gold.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather.